Full time, Bournemouth nil, Chelsea won, a very late goal in a game that I have to say for a lot of it didn't feel like was coming for Chelsea, and certainly felt almost reminiscent of, I think, exactly 12 months ago when Chelsea went to the Vitality early on for Pochettino, and it was a very, I guess, unconvincing performance. And I think that's what it was again. And Chelsea were fortunate, some heroics, penalty heroics in the first half from Robert Sanchez. It was a scruffy game, Anthony Taylor trying to break the record for yellow cards. But Nkunku really is the difference, isn't he? I mean, I have no idea why it takes Maresca so long to bring him on. But Jadon Sancho, too, a word for him, who really made a difference, set up the goal, and a great start for him after being loaned from Man United. So the result is huge, I think, for Maresca. Chelsea need to start winning games. They need to start putting points on the board. It wasn't a great performance, but real signs of Nkunku and Sancho, they're making a difference with Chelsea when it mattered. So, yeah, not a great performance, not a game I'll be rewatching anytime soon. But you have to be happy after that, and coming away with, from an Anthony Taylor performance with 3 points is always good.
Well, 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 Balloon Boy is back, and Chelsea have kept a clean sheet away from home for the first time in 17 games in, well, it's not going to be known. In fact, yeah, the Battle of Bournemouth, most yellow cards in a Premier League game as a bonus stat. For me, obviously, Chelsea get the win late on. Christopher Nkunku with the winner. Jadon Sancho, really good second half and an assist. But I think the best player for Chelsea today, a keeper. And a keeper we've spoken about a lot before, who's, you know, had his issues we've spoken about. And he's not the most popular goalkeeper at Chelsea, but today was brilliant. 2.28 goals prevented from him today is the stat, really, I think, that really glares out. Obviously, he saved a penalty, brilliant, and made a couple of other good saves. 0.16 is his opponent today. Mark Travers, obviously, Kepa not allowed to play. So he didn't really have an awful lot to do, to be honest, but really good from Sanchez. Shots in the second half as well. Chelsea only had two shots on target in the second half. One of them was the winner from Nkunku. Bournemouth, of course, hit the post twice, once in the first half, once in the second half. They had a penalty saved. They were definitely the more threatening team, Bournemouth. Chelsea had more control for large parts of the game, but on the counter, Bournemouth were very strong, I thought. So a really good win for Chelsea to find the way and get the 3 points. Not the most incredible performance, a few shining lights. But yeah, really, Robert Sanchez was the star today. And we got to see the balloon again up the Chelsea.